Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. And you know what? Well, it is 7:05, but don't blame me. I'm telling you, I was really trying to log on and could not log on. And I started way before the show. And every time I would log on, my computer would, you know, just kind of spin, a little spinning wheel up there. So it took me a beat. I don't know why, but hey, things happen. And you know what? It's still a beautiful day. So instead of 15 minutes, we have 10 minutes. And you know what? I appreciate you waiting, and I continue sitting there trying to call in to see what's going on. But finally, just hold your phone. We are on the air, so it's all good, everybody. It's all good. All right, did you have a good weekend? Did you go to the movies this weekend? It was a lot of fun at the movies. You know, I have the top 10. Remember, these are all just a good estimated top 10 films of this past Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if I'm wrong, I apologize, and it's all just an estimation here. Number one, the new Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, a.k.a. Yum Yum Fabulous. Doesn't he seem like a really cool guy? Anyway, here's them. San Andreas, number one. Now, you know what? Everybody, it made a little bit over $53 million this weekend right here in the good old U.S. of A. But this movie, San Andreas, is all about an earthquake. Now, you know what? And I'm the only one that, like, I think it was Thursday or Friday, I felt like a little shake. Did anybody feel that? I didn't see it on the news. I didn't see it reported, but I'm telling you, I felt a little tremor. That's what I'm saying. No proof, no scientific proof, but I'm telling you, it was really late at night, and I felt my bed shake. And I looked all around. No dog was shaking it. No goose was in the room. I'm telling you, it was just moving, you know, shaking, and I thought, huh. But anyway, San Andreas, number one there. Number two, two this week, two last week, Pitch Perfect 2, starring the gorgeous, one of the stars, I should say, Fantasia from American Idol. Loved her voice, amazing. Anyway, Perfect Pitch number two made over $14 million, not bad at all. Number three, now this is a big drop, Tomorrowland, George Clooney's film, you know, out by Disney. Now, Tomorrowland, three this week, last week it was number one. You know what? I'm telling you, it made a little bit over $13 million. However, it went from one to three. So you know what? In the summer, honey, people get hot, people get tired, and people want action, and they want to see things constantly. So you know what? Cody, my man, you're a yum, yum guy to look at. But that movie did not stay at number one. But three ain't no chocolate liver, okay? Number four, Mad Max Fury Road, that was made a little bit over $13.5 million there. Of course, that field a remake from, who made it? Mel Gibson back in the day. All right, ooh, I'm telling my age. All right, number five, oh my God, amazing, fun. Avengers, Age of Ultron, I mean, that stars everybody and their mama. That one made just about $11 million there. Number six, Aloha, that is the new movie out starring one of the stars, is Bradley Cooper. Okay, the ratings, not so good. You let me know what you think. That one made a little bit over $10 million there, not bad. However, the ratings have been brutal, but you know what? It's called Aloha. It, you know, it looks like it's a lot of fun. So, you know, you kind of watch the commercials, you watch the trailer, and it just seems like it's just going to be a fun, funny movie. I don't know. You let me know. I'm just saying what everybody else is saying. Number seven, Poltergeist 2014. Okay, that one made just about $8 million, but you know what? Poltergeist 2015, Poltergeist back in the day, scary, 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 and I am a boop-boop chicken, so you won't catch me there. Woo, scary movies. Number eight, Far from the Madeline Crowd. That one made almost $1.5 million. Not bad there. Number nine, excuse me, a little fog in my throat. Number nine, Hot Pursuit. That one made just about same thing, a little bit over, a smidget over $1 million. So not bad. there. And number 10, Home 2015. Again, another movie that made just a teensy weensy bit over $1 million. So if you caught any of those top 10 movies, as they say, baby, you were in the loop. Moving on to some Hollywood gossip. Interesting here. Now, you know singer, rapper, she's from Australia, Iggy Azalea. You know, she was in that, she sang the rap part of the song with Ariana Grande when Ariana Grande had the song called Problem. Iggy Azalea did the rap portion of it. She was excellent. She is an excellent, excellent rapper, singer, dropped it, gorgeous blonde. Anyway, allegedly, she had a tour that was scheduled, supposed to start in September. Well, it looks like, allegedly, rumors, go with me, I could be wrong here, the tour was canceled. Nobody exactly knows why. She did post on her Instagram or Twitter, whatever the heck she had. I don't know, don't care. But she posted, you know, sorry she, you know, couldn't do the tour, and she let her fans down. Well, sister girl, you didn't let your fans down. You did the best that you could. And trying to get your tour going. Hey, this is a tough business. People are fickle, fans are fickle, but I'm not saying that the fans are fickle. It's just a rumor. It says that poor ticket sales, but you know what? That's what the internet says. Well, you know, you can't believe everything that you read on the internet either. For whatever reasons, regardless if it's poor ticket sales, maybe she has something else to do. I don't know. Maybe fans have moved on, you know, I don't know. You know, teenagers, they go from one star to the next, and us older folks, hey, we can't even remember. So it's all good, okay? Anyway, her tour is canceled. So if you are an Iggy Azalea fan, her 21 city tour has been canceled. But you know what? I wouldn't say, I bet another one will be out. And let's see, if you watch, Michelle, if you watch 19 Kids in County on June the 3rd, Michelle and Jim Bob Duggar are going to be on the Fox News show, Megyn Kelly's news show, and they're going to be talking about their son's alleged, allegations that he has where he had a, you know, bad behavior, poor choices, whatever you want to call it, you watch it. I'm going to be on June the 3rd. So if you're a big fan of 19 Kids in County, well, there you go. All right, and as far as some coffee chatter internet, I should say some coffee chatter news. On, June the 5th, Coffee Chatter Advisory Board will be meeting for our annual 2015 meeting there. So that will be nice, and that will take place this June the 5th at 12 o'clock. So that's when we make sure that everything's in place, and we'll be talking about next time of year our Sakatumi campaign coming up, because we will be collecting socks all over the city. So more news to come, and we'll post more after the 5th on our website. So check us out at coffeechatter.net to find out what we're all about. Any questions or comments, go to our contact page, and you know what? Our positive thought for today is stay in your lane. Y'all sure did say it. Stay in your lane, meaning don't be out there being nasty, being rude. You know, get in your lane and do your thing. Don't be on me to somebody else. Be nice, be kind, give a positive word. Tell somebody they look good. Hold the door open for that little old lady that you know is going to take 20 minutes to get through the grocery store door. Okay, and you know what? Feel free to just give a smile, okay? If you don't like what you see, you better look at yourself and say, hey, I can do better than what I'm doing, okay? All right, peace and love, and everybody, make it a great day. The choice is yours, 7:15 a.m. Let's roll this week on in here. Bye-bye.